This much, I only watched 10.
I watched 8. So. You watched 10 movies and only one of them was... You're doing horrible.
I know I am.
Sorry, we should be recording this.
I am recording.
Oh.
But if you want to start from, I don't know. Alright, welcome to the Month of Movies podcast. I'm Scott.
And I'm Jason.
And we're going to talk about the movies you watched in February of 2014.
Yeah, I have a goal set for myself to watch this pack of 50 movies, which roughly comes out to one a week. So that's my goal, is to finish that box of movies and then also talk about other movies I saw during the month.
And I have a deck of cards of 52 cards, obviously, that are from That's Entertainment, listing the 52 best movies of all time. And I'm going through that deck this year and watching all those movies, and then as well as others.
Okay. I guess I'll just start off by saying the couple movies. I watched 4 movies from my box set.
I watched 1.
So that would make it a grand total of 9 out of 50 so far, which isn't too bad.
Oh, you did that? That's a pretty good idea.
And then overall, I watched 8 movies. I think I already said that, but whatever. 8 movies. And we are rating them out of 10, right?
Yeah.
On a scale of 1 to 10.
Yeah.
This month, my movies range from a 4
Ooh.
To a 9.
Oh, okay.
So there's a nice wide range of movies, or average-like movies, if you want
to
say.
Oh, I was going to say, I have my range from 4 to 9 as well.
I wonder if the 4 is the same movie, and I wonder if the 9 is the same movie, because I bet they are.
I bet it is.
Because, as I said, I watched 8 movies, and 4 of them Scott also watched. So,
yeah.
I'm just going to start off by telling you what of the 4 movies I watched out of my 50 pack. They're in chronological order from the oldest movie to the newest. And the first one I watched off the box set, never heard of it, Mrs. Miniver.
Sounds familiar.
It was pretty good. I enjoyed it quite a bit. Couldn't really tell by my rating of a 6.5, but that's not horrible either. No. But it was an interesting movie. It took place during the war, and how this town of people were affected by it, and they were like within the bombing range and stuff like that. So it was kind of cool.
That's an old movie?
Yeah, it's an old movie. I think it was around the same time as Casablanca, which is the next movie I saw.
Which is also around the wartime type movie.
Yeah, but this one, like, her kid was off to war and was, like, dropping bomber jets and stuff like... Not dropping the jets, but dropping bombs from jets and stuff like that.
Oh, shit. I got really confused.
For Casablanca.
Casablanca was Gone with the Wind again. Sorry.
Which Casablanca was also, I think, during the wartime, but it was, like, mostly took place in that bar.
Yeah.
Which Casablanca wasn't nearly as good as I was hoping.
Yeah, same here.
It was okay. I mean, I gave it a 5 out of 10, which means middle of the road. It wasn't good. It wasn't bad. Gone with the Wind was way better than Casablanca.
Yeah.
And for some reason, I always group those together, even though I've never seen either one until this year. But, yeah, Casablanca was...
Yeah, and I also watched that. That's one of the movies I watch with you. That's one of my movies. I made a mistake. I actually have 2 movies from my list, so I have 7 out of 52.
Oh.
Still not good. but yeah, Casablanca, it was very boring to me, and the characters you thought you were supposed to like, mm-hmm. Oh, these two are supposed to be together. I didn't see any chemistry whatsoever. But the last scene when they're, like, at the airport,
mm-hmm.
that, like, the iconic scene, I'm like, okay, that was pretty awesome. That was the best part of the movie.
Yeah, it was the best part, but it was the whole movie was leading up to that part, so it had to kind of be the best part.
Yeah, but I gave it a 4.5, so.
Yeah. I gave it a little higher than that. And then another Humphrey Bogart movie I saw was Treasure of Sierra Madre.
This whole box is, like, full of Humphrey Bogart movies.
Well, I guess he was a big Warner Brothers actor.
He's a big actor.
Especially during this era, because they're in chronological order. So I bet you next month there won't be nearly as many.
No.
But Treasure of Sierra Madre, I didn't know what that was. I thought it was a pirate movie.
Yeah, it sounds like a prison or a pirate movie.
But it's just about gold digging. Like, they go to Mexico, I think, and they're digging for gold in the mountains and stuff. And it was okay.
I suppose Sierra is, I think, Spanish for mountain. I don't know if that's right.
Mother Mountain? Is it Madre Mother?
Yeah, Madre Mother of the Mountain, Mother Mountain. Because, like, Sierra Mist is mountain. It's like Mountain Dew, but...
I mean, I shouldn't say it was okay. It was good. Like, there was twists and turns in it that I did not expect from a movie like that. I gave it a 7 out of 10.
Oh, okay.
So it's pretty high. The last movie I saw this month from my box set was A Streetcar Named Desire, which I never saw before, but I did see the play for it.
Yeah.
So I knew exactly what was going on and stuff, but the play I thought was way better, but then again, it was more current.
Yeah.
Currently made. But yeah. Stella!
That is one of those movies I wanted to see.
And I gave that one... I gave that one a 5.5.
Uh-oh.
5.5. The play was way better than the movie.
I never saw the play, so I don't have nothing to
compare. Yeah, that's true.
All I have to compare it to is a Simpsons episode.
It was what I expected. Okay. A little bit more than I expected. So it's more than a 5. That's why I gave it the 0.5.
Yeah.
So you saw Casablanca on your list.
For my two movies, I saw Casablanca, and then I watched The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance, which was the John Wayne movie.
Okay, I was going to say it was a Western, right?
Yeah, it was one of his biggest movies. Now, I haven't seen a lot of John Wayne movies, but...
I haven't. I don't know if I've seen any.
I might have seen one or two, but this movie... And I know he's always quoted as saying Pilgrim. I don't know if that's him as a person or just the character in that movie, because he's like, oh, I don't tell you what, Pilgrim. Like, he just says Pilgrim every 5 minutes. But I mean, it was a pretty decent movie. I mean, I always the problem I have with Western movies in general, which is why that Sierra Madre one I'd have to think, because back in the old days, all it was about trying to get land, and this person's getting this land and this person's getting this land, and it's that's why Western's always kind of oh yeah, and then the last minute something happens where this person gets the deed or something. But this was basically just sort of revenge type movie, which I mean, it was a good movie, but it didn't seem gritty enough for a Western movie, but it was still good. Like, I mean, I still liked it, and it was
there's just so many Westerns, and it's hard not to compare them.
Yeah,
you know, oh, this one was so good, the plot was so much better. And, yeah,
but yeah, definitely watching that movie, I definitely understand why people always give that John Wayne impression. Pretty spot on,
and that's his big movie, you know.
And just Jimmy Stewart. Oh, that's right, Jimmy Stewart is in this movie.
He was in that Western.
Yeah, he was in The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance. He was the broker. I don't remember exactly what it was, but he's in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
And that was one of those things too where I'm like, holy crap, everyone's always like, no, now listen here, I gotta do this. You're like, it's totally Jimmy Stewart. it was good. I liked it. I gave it a 6.5.
Nice.
So that was good.
And then the first movie we saw.
Those were the ones we had to have goals. We had our goal to finish by the end of the year.
These are ones we watched by our own accord.
Yes.
And this is the first movie we watched of the month. It happened to be on the first.
Yeah.
And it was the worst movie of the month for me, and I'm sure it was for Scott as well.
It was.
It was called You Can't Kill Stephen King. You Can't Kill Stephen King. It is a generic, cabin in the woods type horror movie.
Yeah.
Which apparently was full of Stephen King hints and nods and references to his books, but I didn't think there was nearly enough.
No, there wasn't. Because,
I was, looking hard, and it was these people have probably never read any books.
Yeah, and they had a bookshelf of all these books. I'm like, oh my god, this and this. I'm like, yeah, and then yeah, all the murders that happened though were oh, it's just in this story, But I'm like, those are all short stories from the same book. Like they read
one book.
They read Night Shift, and then I was like, well, that's it.
Yeah. So we watched it because we both read Stephen King, and we're okay, they're gonna have tons of Stephen King nods and stuff, but there wasn't as many as I was hoping.
Oh, it was just bad acting. Like, it was just the two, the generic, like, this is the Stephen King fan. He's always like, oh, I gotta talk to girls. Oop, doop, I'm an idiot.
So that one is pretty bad.
But the thing is, I'm not like a huge perverted person all the time, but, and when they have nudity in movies, I'm like, okay, yeah, it's great. It's nice when it happens. I don't miss it when it's not there. But this, like, the three girls in the movie, they're just over-sexualizing them the whole time. And like, oh, I wish someone would look at my boobs. They're just, like, bouncing around in bikinis and stuff. I'm like, you didn't have to do that if you weren't going to show anything. Like, like, you could have just, I don't know, maybe the actors are too modest.
Yeah, I gave it a 4 out of 10.
4 out of 10, me too.
And then that brings us to the best movie of the month.
Oh, okay. I watched...
Oh, you watched something between that?
I watched two movies between that.
Okay, go ahead.
I watched... I can't remember the whole title of the movie, but if you look up Dear Zachary, you'll find it. And it's like... I think it's called... it's called Dear Zachary, : an open letter to a son. I don't know.
Is it a documentary?
Yeah, it's a documentary.
Okay.
The gist of it is these guys had this friend, and he was a really fun guy. He ends up getting murdered.
Oh, jeez.
By his ex-girlfriend. Like, he goes to break up with her, and then she murders him. And then later they find out that she was pregnant. So then it's the whole movie is, like, them going through the courts and, like, what happened between the two and stuff like that. And, like, and them trying to get the baby back and stuff like that. And
was this done through, like, reenactments?
No. It's, like...
All court stuff?
It's not all court stuff, but it's, like, the friend going to all, like, his friends from, like, college and high school and, like, co-workers and stuff like that going around and talking to his parents and all stuff like that. And it was a really cool documentary.
Mm-hmm.
I fucking cried. Like, this wasn't just, like, I teared up. Like, at one moment I noticed, I'm like, I'm not even, like, sobbing. I'm just, like, there's tears just going down my face.
Oh.
Like, it's good, but it's fucking depressing. But it's, like, depressing in a good way. It's not, like, Requiem for a Dream depressing. But it's, like, it was...
Like, The Bridge depressing?
No. Because from...
It's more intense.
Yeah. It's not more intense. It's just, the movie just, like, fucking slaps you in the face. But it was good. I gave it a 7.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, that was one of those movies that I heard someone talking about on a podcast and saying it was, like, really good. So I watched it, and it was...
Yeah, I like watching a good documentary every once in a while.
Yeah.
I haven't watched one in a while.
I mean, the only issue I had with it, though, I mean, it was good and cool, and I learned some stuff, but, like, there was one point when the director edited stuff together and tried to make it more like, this is in your face, and I was like, and they had, like, just, it was over the top. But other than that, it was really good. Then the other movie I watched after that, which you watched before, was The Road.
Oh, yeah, The Road. Yeah, yeah. I saw it a long time ago, it feels like.
Yeah. I finally watched it, so I'm like, oh, it's on Netflix.
I don't remember much of it. I remember it being long and not as good as I was hoping. I remember watching it going, this would have been an awesome book to read. It is a book. It's based on the book.
Yeah.
But watching it, I could tell how much better the book was going to be.
Yeah.
At least in my mind. Like, oh, this scene could have been...
Well, just the confrontations. Like, they're short confrontations on the screen, but I can imagine just them, like, going...
A whole chapter.
A whole chapter just going through their mind, like, what am I going to do, this, like, and then just figure out the emotions instead of saying, oh, he's going to try to steal my stuff? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but... in case you didn't know, it's like, it's a post-apocalyptic movie with a guy and his son just trying to find food and stuff.
Yeah, they're just like traveling cross country trying to get
to a safe
spot or something.
Yeah, trying to get to like the ocean side because it's safer out there.
There's less people or something.
But, yeah, it was okay. It was good. I have a little bit I want to discuss sometime more with someone who watched it recently about like the ending and stuff. But I thought it was decent. It was I gave it a 6. But now the movie.
Yeah, because we tried talking about that, the ending. I'm like, I don't remember it that much, so I can't. Sounds like it could be. Yeah. I don't know. But I'll take your word on it.
That was was it Viggo Mortensen? Was it the guy? The guy from Lord of the Rings, I think, was the main character.
Oh, yeah. The Ranger.
Yeah.
He was the Ranger in Lord of the Rings.
Was he? thought the ranger was the bow and arrow guy.
No, that's Legolas. He was he was an elf.
Okay, I don't know. I don't know.
He had the big beard.
Yeah. The sword and stuff.
Yeah.
Made out.
And then the talent. Lego movie. We went and saw that opening night.
Fantastic.
Oh my god. I still want to watch it again, but I'm too cheap to go to the theater to see a movie twice. So I already pre-ordered it on DVD and Blu-ray.
I did almost watch it again like a week later. Some people are going to go. Yeah. And then like, I could go over that. The movie's at 9:45. I'm like, okay.
Get home late.
Yeah. Then we didn't go.
But yeah, it's made by the same people who did Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, which I loved. Clone High, the TV series.
That's a show I think is so funny, but like everyone that I try to get to watch it, like doesn't want to watch it, or they start watching, they don't care. But I'm like, it's
like some of the writers who did a couple of the episodes of Scrubs and stuff like that. Like, yeah, they're doing movies and they're hilarious.
21 Jump Street.
Yeah, movie. 21 Jump Street, which is hilarious because they got Jonah Hill and Channing Tatum to be two voices for like a very small part in the Lego movie as Superman and Green Lantern.
Yeah.
And it was hilarious. It's like, oh. But the thing that makes sense that they're like working together because they probably taped their audio part during 22 Jump Street.
Yeah. But it's kind of funny though because like in the last episode I mentioned, we watched, was it This is the End? Mm-hmm. And I mentioned how much I hate Jonah Hill. And I'm like, but then when I watched 21 Jump Street, I'm like, this is actually really good. And I didn't realize that it was the same guys that did, you know, Cloudy and Clone High and stuff.
Yeah, I didn't realize that either until I looked it up later. And I'm like, oh, that explains why Channing Tatum and Jonah Hill are like that little duo for that small part.
But then also Will Arnett, who was the voice of Abraham Lincoln in Clone High, was the voice of Abraham Lincoln. Will Arnett, sorry. Shit.
Will Forte.
Well, he was the voice of Wolf, of Abraham Lincoln in Clone High and also Lego Movie, which was like one line.
Yeah. Will Arnett was Batman. Batman. Yeah. Yeah.
Best Batman so far.
Oh my god.
Better than Bruce Wayne. Damn it. I meant Michael Keaton.
I don't know. Well, it's hard. I mean, he's just voicing it. It's not like he's in costume and stuff and doing the movements and stuff.
I would love to see Will Arnett in a Batman costume just running on the street. Just attacking people. Not attacking, but like fighting bad guys.
It should be a Funny or Die thing. They should do it. And then we saw Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs too.
Did you say what you'd rated it, Lego?
I rated it a 9.
Me too.
And I was talking to Scott that I don't usually rate movies a 10.
Yeah.
After the thing, because if it's a 10, that means it can. I'll like it again and again and again. So if I watch Lego Movie a couple more times and I still love it, it might go up. But I don't like jumping off the board and giving it a high score right away. Like, it's a perfect 10. And then watch it again going, wow, I must have been just really excited to see this because it's not good.
Well, and the thing is, like, I'm still even the movies I watch a lot of, I don't know if I can give a 10. Like, I'd probably give a 9.75 or something. Like
one of the movies I would have given a 10, and I want to rewatch it now since it's been years, but the first Sin City, it was just done beautifully, like cinematography-wise and stuff, and like just the way it was portrayed.
Second one comes out in a couple months.
And I'm like, I'm going to rewatch the first one now because I just, like, I think about the movie, and I'm like, it's not as good, and then I see clips, and I'm like, I forgot how awesome this was.
Yeah.
So I'm going to rewatch that one. Probably next month or something like that.
Then, yeah, we can talk about it.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if I want to re-talk about movies I rewatch, but I will.
We're going to have to, at least for the movies that in our set.
Yeah, that's true.
Raiders of the Lost Ark, I'm like, I've seen that so many times, and that's one of my movies. Like, I haven't watched it yet, but.
Yeah. Well, it's all Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. I'm going to watch that.
Is that again. In the box set?
Yeah.
Nice.
I know, Blu-ray. And then, I don't know if you saw any movies since then, but Cloudy Chance Meatballs 2.
I watched one movie since then, between Lego and Chuck.
Well, since I said it, we might as well talk about it.
Sure.
I enjoyed it. It wasn't as good as the first one, I don't think. But there was a lot of, like, if you love puns, this movie's for you.
Yes.
Like, there is so many animal food puns. Like, oh my god, the parakeets and the shrimpanzees and oh my god. But the plot overall wasn't as strong.
Yeah.
but there were funny moments through it. I enjoyed it a lot, but the first one was definitely better.
The strawberry was pretty awesome.
The strawberry was hilarious. The funny thing about this movie was, like, how do you do a sequel to a movie that
was loosely based on a book?
Yeah. It's like, okay, the book, when the book came out, I mean, not the book came out, but when they said they were making the movie from the book, people were like, how are they going to make a movie from this? There's, like, no plot in the book.
Mm-hmm.
And then they made the plot, and it worked really well, I think. And then they're like, okay, now that it's done, we're doing a sequel. You're like, what are they going to do? And the basic plot is that the food evolved into animals.
Yeah, and they're trying to get to the machine to either stop it or whatever.
Yeah, but it was good, but yeah, not as good as the first one. I still gave it like an 8.5.
Oh.
8.5 for the second one.
I gave it a 6.5.
Yeah.
But as I say, we didn't really explain kind of what the Lego movie was. We just said it was good. But it's probably seen trailers.
I don't know how to explain it because it's one of those things. People are like, oh, what's it about? It's about Legos.
Well, it's
it's basically a giant Lego commercial to me. But it was good.
It's a generic kids type plot where there's a character who is destined to be the hero.
Creatively,
yeah, who's destined to be the hero, and there's a villain who wants to destroy everything that there is. Yeah. Like, change everything the way there is for his own benefit.
He wants everything structured.
Yeah.
And not, like, he wants order.
Which isn't Legos. That's not how...
He's like, you know, he wants everything followed by the book and then kept that way.
Yeah.
Where the whole point of the movie is, like, you can go off of... You don't have to follow the directions. Yeah. You can make whatever you want, you know. The whole point of Legos is to be creative and not uniform. This isn't, you know... Yeah.
But all the voices in that movie were just amazing. There was like, there was not, Alison Brie being the Unikitty was amazing.
I liked the space guy.
Yes, Charlie Day.
Yeah, Charlie Day.
Spaceship.
It was funny. There were parts that were a little weird, but the overall movie, I was like, okay, it works because what the movie's trying to accomplish, the overall goal of thinking creatively and, like, you know, how everyone loves Legos
and actually
differently.
Like, it has a lot more emotion than I thought it was going to as well. Like, even, like, right near the beginning and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's, like, it's good, guys. Mm-hmm. Pick it up if it's out, or just go to the movie theater.
If you want it on DVD, you'll have to probably wait till October or something, but...
Yeah. All right.
So that was a 9. College Chance Meatballs, 8.5. And then I only saw one more movie after that.
I have 3 more movies. Between Lego Movie and Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs 2, I watched a movie called Grabbers.
Grabbers?
Grabbers.
It sounds like an 80s horror movie.
No, it's like a...
Critters or Munchies.
I know.
Or Gremlins.
Well, I saw the title and it's like, oh, you might like this because it's a horror movie. I'm like, I like horror movies. And I was reading, just read the description. I'm like, I'm going to have to see what this is. Because it's sort of an Irish... It's an Irish movie, and it's like a horror comedy. So I'm like, okay, I'm thinking sort of Shaun of the Dead type movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched it, and it reminded me of like that type of movie, but it was they're all Irish.
Shaun of the Dead.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But I think it was like 2011 or something like that was made. But basically, this alien thing like comes down to Earth, and then they're like a small ball with like giant tentacles,
mm-hmm.
and they kill people. They just suck their bloods out. They suck their blood out because they grab them with the giant tentacles. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like Tremors. Were like, what should we call them? I call them grabbers because they grab things. Like, really? That's what you're gonna call them?
So it's like kind of like Tremors.
Yeah, kind of like Tremors, but like, yeah, but you know,
like as far as seriousness, you know, Tremors was serious, but it was funny at the same time.
Yeah. It's a little more. It's a little funnier than that.
Okay.
It's funny, a little funnier than that, but because there's like a generic like just drunk guy all the time, and like that's Irish.
but like stereotypes. This podcast will be just in time for St. Paddy's Day.
But I felt I was a little upset, but not at the same time because the description, it told you like in the first 2 lines what the movie was about. But you don't find that out until like an hour in.
See, I hate that when movies do that.
Yeah.
Like Green Lantern, I felt they did that.
Yeah.
Because they'd like, this is Oa, blah, 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 blah. and they explain all the Green Lantern crap at the beginning. Oh. But it's like, wait until the character finds out about this to tell us about it, because...
Yeah. But the basic plot is, like, these things are coming and they're killing people and stuff. So they call for help and, like, well, we can't get there until tomorrow. And, like, okay. But then they found out by accident that, because it, like, pretty much eats them and sucks their blood. If they have an alcohol tolerance higher than a certain level, it kills them.
They get drunk.
So their idea
is... Irish movie.
So their idea is to gather the whole town into the bar and not tell them, because, like, no one else knows about these. So, like, everyone, free drinks tonight. And the whole, like, bar, they just get drunk to try to stay, like, fight off the creature. It was a pretty good movie. I gave it a 7.5.
I'll have to check that one out. That one sounds fun.
It was fun.
If I feel like watching a fun movie.
Yeah, it was fun, but, like, it wasn't.
Was it on Netflix?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, it wasn't, like, too serious, but, like, it was enjoyable watching it. There wasn't a moment that I'm like, I'm bored of this. So, next I watched, I'll do mine and then you can do yours and then.
Yeah,
my last two are lower than that. So I watched another documentary called Cropsy.
Cropsy.
It's.
Is it an artist?
No.
I'm trying to figure out what Cropsy would be.
A farmer? The beginning of the movie, they explain what Cropsy was, and then they just completely changed course. Because Cropsy's like what is it called? Like the Jersey Devil and like Sasquatch and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Like
it's an urban legend.
Yeah, like an urban legend. There you go.
Myth.
Mythos. Yeah, there was like an urban legend, and this is on Staten Island. People live in Staten Island, and when they're kids, like, they always had this urban legend of this guy, this creature called Cropsy, who would kidnap children if you, like, stayed out after night.
Oh, okay.
And then they started going into this. They started going into this case from, like, many years ago, where these little kids started disappearing on Staten Island, and then they started going into the case because the guy got convicted, and he used to work at a mental institution. And blah, 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 blah. And, like, they're trying to, like, figure out, like, if he actually did it or not. And, like, they go to, like, current day, and he's, like, getting released. And, like, all their court... It's, like... It was interesting because it was kind of cool, like, seeing...
It sounds like it would be kind of interesting, but it also sounds like it would be really boring at parts.
Yeah.
But kind of like Mothman Prophecies.
Yeah. I tried watching a Mothman documentary, turned that off after 10 minutes.
I think it's only cool if you know what it is beforehand. Mm-hmm. Like, if you've heard about this thing, and you're like, oh, I've heard about this, and then you watch the documentary on it. Like, Sasquatch. We've heard of Sasquatch. Like, I think a Sasquatch documentary, I'd watch that and be more entertained by, like, than the Jersey Devil or Mothman or Cropsy.
But at the same time, like, a couple days ago, I just tried watching an Amityville horror. I don't know why I said it's... The Amityville, like, an Amityville documentary, because I fucking love... I read the books and all that stuff as a kid. And I couldn't stand it. It was so boring.
Well, you gotta have the right person making a documentary too. Because
there's like 20 Amityville horror documentaries.
Yeah, I was gonna say that one. You just gotta find the right one.
But yeah, like, and the Cropsy one was pretty cool because at one point the guys were like going through like, oh, we're gonna take a look here because Staten Island is just a mess and like all these abandoned buildings and stuff. And the documentary guys like walking through like the guy and the girl, and she's like, and then it suddenly turns into this sort of Blair Witch Project type thing, like. They're not turning into an actual movie at one point because like he's like, do you hear that? The girl's like, I don't want to be here anymore. I don't want to hear. And it was just some kids like coming to check out the house at night, and so they interviewed them. But it was like at one point I'm like, oh shit, something's happening. But it was a decent documentary. I gave it a 6.5 because it wasn't boring at much points because like I'm still wondering what the fuck was wrong with that guy because it's I don't know he's sane and but like then. I don't know. It's weird. It's really weird. Yeah.
I watched Frozen.
How was that?
The Walt Disney movie Frozen. It was good. Like, the overall plot wasn't that crazy or, you know, it's like a basic Disney movie.
Yeah.
This just brought me back to, like, all those old Disney cartoons. Like,
okay.
It felt like if it wasn't CG, it would have fit way better as a cartoon. Like, it was, like, I don't know how to explain it other than that, but it was, like, you know, like, Snow White or Little Mermaid or anything like that, but it was, like, it was slated as a Disney animation.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not, like, slated as a 3D, you know, like, CG movie or whatever. They slated it as another Disney movie, and It was that, and the music in it was amazing. Like,
yeah, that's like the one thing I know about it is everyone's like talking about Let It Go.
Yeah, Let It Go won an Oscar.
Did it?
Yeah, it won Oscar.
And a Snowman song.
And then it won for Best Animated Movie. Frozen did as well. So yeah, Build a Snowman. Do you want to build a snowman?
But like, what's the
Basically, the basic premise of the movie is that there's two sisters, and one of them has the power to create snow.
Okay.
And she, like when they're little, she almost killed her sister.
Nice.
By freezing her and stuff like that. So then, like, to save the sister, they had to wipe that memory from her that she didn't know that her sister had this power or something like that. And then it was like, as they grew up, they're fighting for the land because they're like princesses and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And basically, the entire kingdom gets frozen over. Like, there's snow everywhere and stuff like that. And then everyone's like trying to get it back. So, like, the sister who doesn't have the power has to go.
Oh, so the evil one has the powers?
She's not really evil. She's just...
Bitch.
Trying to... She can't control...
Oh, okay.
...the powers. So, I mean, it was good. And I was, like, watching. I'm like, wow, I didn't know, like, Kristen Bell was the main voice of the main character and stuff like that.
Okay.
I was like, oh. But once I was watching it, I'm like, that's Kristen Bell. But, yeah, it was good. I enjoyed it. I gave it an 8 out of 10.
Okay.
It was definitely, you know, a good kids movie. It's not, I don't know, aside from the songs, as an adult, like, I, you know.
Yeah.
Like, we're Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, it was entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, Frozen, it's like, I don't know, it was good, but it wasn't as good as it could have been. You know, like, I mean, I can't really say that, but it's like, it's one of those I could see kids watching over and over,
yeah,
and you wouldn't get sick of it because it's not too much.
It's good, but it's not. It's just out of your demographic.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, it was good. Yeah, it's just out of my demographic. But, yeah, it was enjoyable. I won't go out and buy it, but mm-hmm. It was definitely worth watching, and the songs are pretty catchy. Yeah. That was the last movie cool. I saw of the month.
The last one... The last one that I watched that I didn't mention yet is another horror movie, because I love horror movies. It's all horror movies and documentaries that I watch. But it's called Haunter. And it actually, like, it started off... Haunter. Like the
like, Pokemon?
Like, yeah, like the Pokemon, but not actually the Pokemon. It was one of the IFC movies, like the IFC, the
okay.
film channel. Yeah. Like they make movies and stuff.
Yeah, I watched a couple of theirs I saw
they're all right, but like
it was like a made-for-TV movie type thing, but not.
Yeah, but like this one, I started watching. Like, I was like maybe halfway through, and I was thinking of turning it off, and then it kind of caught, like pulled me in, and then I ended up watching the whole thing, and I actually ended up liking it more than I thought I would.
Mm-hmm.
But the main girl is Little Miss Sunshine.
Oh, okay.
Holy shit. I didn't realize how much a long time ago that movie was, because she's like 16 or 17.
Yeah, the people who made that movie have made a bunch of movies since then.
Yeah. But yeah, I suppose that movie, I lived at my mom's house, mom and dad's house when the movie came out. But the premise of the movie is, and again, they tell you some stuff, like, but you kind of catch it on right at the very beginning. The family... It's a ghost film where the girl realizes that they're dead, but the rest of the family's in denial.
Oh,
because
okay.
they keep repeating the same day over and over and over, like sort of Groundhog Day type-esque thing. Like, she's like...
So they're all dead? Or yeah, she's dead?
Well, they're all dead, but like whenever she starts bringing it up, like, just calm down. No, you're
so
you're
one
crazy.
Girl knows, everyone else doesn't
yeah, the mother,
want
the,
to admit it.
Yeah, the mother, but the girl, because like, oh, tomorrow's your birthday. She's like, yeah, I know, great. That's gonna my birthday's tomorrow. And it's like... But then she starts... Like in a, you know, a ghost movie or a horror movie where the living people are there, and then mm-hmm. they start seeing the ghost. She starts seeing the current family that's living in the house.
Oh.
Because this is like in the 1980s.
Yeah.
And this was like in the present day. So she
so
starts
it's
seeing...
like a ghost movie from the opposite side.
Yeah. But the thing is, like, throughout the years, there's been like numerous kidnappings of girls. and like, and they've never been found. So she's like trying to figure out who the killer is by just finding ways to try to go back and like forth through the different lives that were in the house, mm-hmm. and stuff like that. And it was kind of cool. I mean, it was a different movie, but it was decent. It was definitely something different than just going, oh, it's a ghost movie, and then we got rid of it at the end. You know, mm-hmm. it was a cool little take. So, I mean, I gave that points for that. But, I mean, I gave it a 6. I mean, it was good, but it wasn't great. But it was worth watching, at least for me. So I gave it a 6. And, yeah, those were the 10 movies that I watched for the month.
So next month you got to watch more.
I know.
From your list, because by the end of the year it'll be more difficult.
I know. I'm blaming.
Only watching two.
I'm blaming the fact that February is a shorter month.
Yep, a 2-week month.
I watched 2, and I watched 5 last month, so I'm only behind by like 3 movies right now. So yeah, so like I said, the best.
And that's all you watch? Didn't you watch the one that was recommended?
Oh, that's right. Hey, I watched it, like...
But for March?
I watched it, what's the day? I watched it, like, 3 days ago. It's the 7th today. Uh-oh. Recording on the 7th. But yeah, actually, our friend Brian, if you listen to We Deliver, he was on an episode. By the time this comes out, he's only been on one episode. But we haven't recorded with him. But he recommended a movie called Submarine, which I watched already. I'll talk about it next
yeah episode. Don't talk about it next month, because I'll try to watch it yeah. this month as well, for March as
he,
well.
He recommended the movie Submarine, which I watched already, and
so we'll talk about that movie next month. If anyone else has other movies we should see,
yeah,
if it's on Netflix the better.
Yes.
It's on Netflix. If it's not on Netflix, it might take a little bit to watch it. But
I was going to say, I didn't have a chance to watch it, because when he mentioned it to us, I didn't watch any other movies after he told us about it. So mm-hmm. yeah, so if you want to either write on iTunes or whatever.
Facebook.
Easiest way, though, I do have an email address called stuffbyscott@gmail.com. It's stuffbyscott@gmail.com. If you want to email me any movies you want us to watch, whether they're like I said, preferably, Jason said, preferably on Netflix. Otherwise, you might have to go to the library or a video, family video, or something to check it out. But other than that, yeah, like I said, my best movie of the month, Lego Movie, at 9. Worst, You Can't Kill Stephen King, at 4.
Yep, same here. And hopefully next month they won't be the same movies.
Yeah, I've already got 3 under my belt for next month.
I got 2, but they range already from 3.5 to 8.5. So,
I didn't. Yeah,
but anyway, yeah. I think that's it.
That's it. And what did you say last time? That's a wrap.
That's a wrap. Maybe.
That's a wrap.
I told you I didn't listen to the first one yet.
I forgot already. There's so many ending things, but let's say it this time.
I like that's a wrap because it's like a movie thing.
Yeah. I was gonna start the thing saying lights, camera, action, but we were just talking anyways, so we didn't do that.
Well, we'll have to write this stuff down.
Cue sound.
By the time December comes around, we'll have it done.
Yes. And we'll have to find some other video collections to watch.
We will.
Yeah. All right, so.
Until then,
let's see at the same time.
That's a wrap! Do 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 do